Good morning. Happy Friday to you, too.
So we've got Ghost in the Shell to start with, right?
Yes, starring Scarlett Johansson. It's fabulous from a visual standpoint, and it's just, I mean, the CGI is amazing, but from a plot standpoint, not so much.
Really?
Yeah, it's a futuristic sci-fi movie with towering skyscrapers. It's sort of like Blade Runner on steroids. They've got holographic giants, and it's a dark and steamy underground. She plays Major, the first of her kind, a human brain in a super robot body, and she's on a mission to find out about her past. So, yes, while it's visually stunning, you know, the story, not so much. So
nice to look at, but not fun to follow, huh?
Yes. Okay. So kids, though, are going to want to see Boss Baby. And there are two big questions about this film. One of them is, can the animated movie from Fox overtake Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the box office? And the other is it just me, or does the Boss Baby look a little bit like Sean Spicer?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny. It's got the voices of Alec Baldwin as the baby, Lisa Kudrow as the mom, Jimmy Kimmel as the dad, Steve Buscemi as the villain, and Tobey Maguire as the narrator. And it's all about a new baby coming into the family is told by a wildly unpredictable point of view from the big brother. So pretty amusing, yeah.
Right.
Both for kids and adults. You'll have fun with it and will not be challenged.
I'm really interested in The Zookeeper's Wife.
Yeah, now that is an amazing film. It sounds like fun, gentle premise, right? You know, a lot of cute animals. It does have those, and it has cute children as well, but it's particularly difficult to see them being marched to their death and shot.
Right.
You know, so it's based on a true story of the Warsaw Zoo from a national bestseller, an international bestseller, and the Warsaw Zoo became an underground railway station that helped hundreds of Poland's Jews escape death in concentration camps during World War II. So it's a significant story, and Jessica Chastain is amazing in the title role. Daniel Brühl plays a Nazi villain. And I have to tell you, it's a great movie, but it's very hard to watch.
Okay, so there you have it. Three films starting at a theater near you, all of which have some redeeming qualities.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, right.
None of them are a complete waste of time.
Excellent. And we thank you so much for that assessment. As always, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it.